What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, this was Sally on Friday. Her idea was to go hand in hand with a coworker in front of the boss and demand a raise. This was her Friday.
One of my coworkers had mentioned that she's buying a house. And when asked how she's able to do that, she mentioned that she just got a raise. And my other coworker and I, she and I did not get a raise. And so, you know, we were out in the parking lot and we devised a plan that we're going to go into the boss's office today and demand a raise.
Which you guys thought presented a whole bunch of problems. Some of you guys called up and said that the boss will see that as sort of like this defensive move. He's going to get defensive about it. Mm-hmm. Others called in and said, well, what if she gets the raise and you don't? That the way better and more professional way to handle it is to go in there one-on-one.
And she didn't want to do that.
She didn't want to do that.
Yeah, they wanted to go in together, but nobody negotiates their salary with another person.
Mm-hmm.
It's between you and the boss. So we thought it was dumb, but she was going for it anyway.
Hey, Sally, good morning. You're back on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So how'd that whole raise thing work out for you? Did you guys decide to go in there hand in hand?
We did. As soon as the boss walked in, we decided to do it right away. And we walked in because we didn't want to chicken out. And we asked if we could talk to him. He said, sure. And we told him that we thought that we deserved a raise. And we knew the company had money since our coworker got a raise, and we insisted that we both wanted one. We did it. So we...
And what was your boss's initial reaction?
I think he was a little surprised and a little taken back, and I'm really glad we did it on a Friday.
What was it like the rest of the day? Did you ever hear anything more? Did he say, I mean, he say he was going to consider it, or what?
Yeah, well, he said, he was a little taken back, and he did say that he does have money in his budget for a raise, but he only has enough to give to one of us. So he suggested that we come in individually on Monday, which is today, but we were to present, give him a presentation on why we think that we deserve the raise over the other person.
So essentially what he's doing is, your power play was, look, we're both going in there and we're both demanding a raise because the office couldn't take the hit of both of you, both of us. And what he's doing is taking that power away and really saying, look, it's conquer and divide here. Come in here individually. One of you is going to get the raise. But you've already said that it was the both of you or none of you. So how are you going to handle that?
Well, I know. I was a little surprised by his approach and how he wants us to do this, but...
Why?
I think it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a way. I think he probably, yeah, you came in there and he's like, oh, whatever. You guys are aligned. Let's see really how aligned you are.
Right.
I want you each to present why you're better than the other. And you both went, okie doke.
Yeah, now you just turned against each other.
What happened to solidarity there?
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't know. I think it's dumb. But I went home and I created a PowerPoint presentation on why I think I deserve the raise.
Why do you think you deserve it?
Probably because I know PowerPoint and she doesn't.
Yeah, you'd be fun on Survivor.
So you guys, that you were shoulder to shoulder on Friday, and now you're competing against each other. And
well, I mean, it is now definitely like we had to put on our thinking caps of why we each think we deserve the raise, and we didn't sit down over a drink and do that together. So, I'm a little bummed out, but... But I want the raise, and I think I deserve it. I mean, I know I can at least type faster than she can, so...
But what happens if she gets the raise and you don't get the raise?
I'll be pissed.
Will you make a PowerPoint outlining how angry you really are?
Did you guys talk at all over the weekend, or was it like, oh, we are a team on Friday and this weekend, like, in touch at all?
We didn't talk, not even on Facebook.
I think it's so funny how you guys went in there with this master plan of power in numbers, and he immediately divided the two of you guys up, and there was no fight in you, no thought about it, nothing. It was just like, okay, it's every man for himself at this point.
Because what he said was one of you will get a raise. Like, so all of a sudden, he took the power that they had, that we're marching in there together, we're both going to get a raise, and he was honest with you. He's like, yeah, you're right, I got $2,000, but I'm not dividing it up. It goes to you or you. Come in and tell me why.
I know, but you know what's really interesting to me is, so he's had the money in the budget to give us a raise, but until you go in and ask for it, I mean, what, you know what I mean? It's not like, you have to stand up for yourself. You have to speak up for yourself.
Yeah, it has been my experience that they just don't give you money, that you have to ask for it generally, yes.
I know, and even though I'm doing a good job, and, you know, so I could just sit there and not ask, and meanwhile, you know, I had to really think about my, you know, my work ethic over the weekend, and so I definitely want to be a better employee, but no, did my friend and I talk over the weekend? No, so am I a better employee at the risk of not being the most popular? Maybe, and I have to figure out what's more important, putting food on my table or having a gap session with my coworkers.
I think it's just so funny how it didn't take much for you guys to separate. Hey, Val, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, my God. Didn't I talk to you just Friday about the situation?
Yes, you did.
You do not deserve this raise. Did you hear, do you guys understand why I'm saying she doesn't deserve it? Today you asked her, what makes you think you deserve the raise better than the other girl? I have a PowerPoint. Oh, my God, how dumb could you be? You do not deserve a raise. You are taking money in a time where people need it. Somebody probably worked twice as hard as you do, and you're asking for it, and you probably don't even deserve it. You're slow. You are stupid. You are dumb. You do not deserve this raise. Oh, jeez. My God, you are making me so mad.
I hope the boss doesn't sound like her.
I've had way too many cups of coffee.
What? Excuse you? Maybe if you had a few cups of coffee, you would do your job 10 times better and actually get a raise without having to ask for it.
Why are you so upset at her? You were so upset on Friday, and you're so upset again today. Why are you so upset?
Because you have some people who are just ridiculous, like this lady, who get by with dumb stuff like this, and they don't deserve it.
Have you been passed up for, like, a raise recently or something?
No, I just got my raise. You know why? Because I deserved it.
Oh, dang.
I did not ask for my raise. My boss came to me and said she wanted to give me a 15% raise. I did not have to ask for mine, sweet pea.
I, by the way, Val, would like to thank you for calling, because calling someone slow is my new favorite insult. And I'm going to use that on people. Oh, my God, you're just slow.
And for me, I'm only going to refer to you now as sweet pea.
Oh, like, we're going to pretend that's new.
Here is Liz. Good morning, Liz. You're on Q100.
Good morning. This poor caller, hun, she has failed job 101, and that is, you want to get a raise based on your merit, not on, we're going to go in and hold hands like kindergartners and say we both want a raise, because I guarantee you that the boss had enough money to give both of them a raise, and his lesson to them in job 101 is, you don't do that. You go in and you say, I deserve it because of my performance or something like that.
Sally, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I put it in my PowerPoint presentation.
I can't wait to see how this pans out over the week. So you're supposed to make your case today. Your coworker is supposed to make her case today also. And then he's going to give you feedback tomorrow?
Yep. And we flip the coin to see who goes in first.
And you flip the coin to see who goes in
and
first.
And who's up
going
first?
She's going in first.
Okay.
She goes first. That's kind of good that you want to be the clincher.
I agree.
We always say that about American Idol. The person who performs last has an advantage because
top of mind
awareness when people are voting. So good for you.
Just another life lesson from American Idol.
We learned so many. I'm curious if there's any other coworkers that are at the same level as the two of you that could be also pitching for the job today.
Because they didn't have the balls to go into the office on Friday and ask.
I don't care if you care. I'm just asking if it's a fact. Like, are there other coworkers on your level that could potentially be going after the job that, or after the raise that you want?
I guess so, but maybe I've just been too focused on my own performance.
Sally,
so it could go to neither one of you.
Well, he said he has it in his budget for one of us. So I don't know what, but I think I have a very strong case, and I think I. I put together a great PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, there is a chance that he comes back to you and he goes, you know what, now that I realize that neither one of you guys deserve the raise, and I'm going to give it to Jen in the office.
That would be funny, because I can do PowerPoint, too.
You can do PowerPoint, or Val. Val will get it.
Yeah.
Sweet Pea will get it.
Sweet Pea.
I'll leave my job. I'll quit my job.
No, you will
not.
No,
you won't. You can't
afford
all these
to quit your job. you just said you had to put food on your table. You can't afford to quit your job.
I know, but it just makes me so mad.
Some money is better than no money. You're not quitting.
Well, I'm going to see what he says. And if he at least can give, like, dangle a little carrot, you know, as far as, well, maybe not now, but in 3 months, then I'll be okay, but...
He's got you exactly where he wants you. Mm-hmm. You're going to get nothing out of this whole thing. Let's talk to you tomorrow and find out how your PowerPoint presentation went, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck for you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take her down.
The
partner that you were so close to on Friday.
We are going in there hand in hand, and it's both of us or none of us or one of us.
Right.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.